You're listening to SBS News.
The next federal election has to be between August the 4th this year and May the 18th next year for a variety of constitutional reasons. Within that time bracket, it's up to the government to pick what Tasmanian-based election analyst Kevin Bonham calls the least suboptimal weekend, or the best of the bunch of bad weekends, to hold the vote.
There's always some issues of avoiding public holiday weekends and so on. There's so much juggling involved that there is no perfect date. There's no date that doesn't have something wrong with it. So it's just a question of picking the least suboptimal.
There are state elections to avoid. Victoria is voting in November and New South Wales is due in March next year. The campaigns could run simultaneously, but it would be unusual, and the elections themselves cannot be on the same day. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has repeatedly said the election will be next year. Some Canberra insiders predicted an early run if the government stole a seat or two from Labor in the recent by-elections and saw a chance to build momentum. They didn't, but nonetheless, experienced election watchers say the Prime Minister's promise isn't completely believable. Swinburne University adjunct professor and elections expert Peter Brent says most leaders say they won't call an early election until they do.
Yes, they do it regularly. Most of them have done it. Most of them have said, well, I intend to serve the full term, and then those that have gone early have gone early and said circumstances change.
Election analyst Kevin Bonham says coalition strategists will be closely watching opinion polls.
If there was some kind of polar flip in the polling that suddenly made them competitive, they might be tempted, but you need more than a single poll, which might be a rogue result or something like that.
Labor has consistently beaten the coalition in every two-party preferred news poll since mid-2016, but the margin is tight. The last three polls have shown the split at 51-49 in Labor's favour, but with Malcolm Turnbull remaining more personally popular as a leader than Bill Shorten. Mr. Bonham says the news poll has proven itself reliable in recent elections, partly thanks to Australia's compulsory voting system.
We don't have the same challenge that pollsters have overseas with trying to work out who's actually going to vote, which is the biggest problem in polling in the UK and the USA, is trying to work out who's going to turn out. Here, everyone has to turn out, so that's one less mistake that a pollster can make.
Elections expert Peter Brent sees another potential motivation to go early, the security of Malcolm Turnbull's leadership.
That would certainly be one reason to go earlier rather than later, if he thinks that the longer he waits, the more chance he has of being knocked off his leader.
The by-elections also offered a preview at the debates likely to dominate the campaign. The coalition won the last election, promising major business tax cuts that are still stuck in the Senate years later. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has said the government will take the policy to the polls again if it comes to that. Immigration policy has also risen to the fore. The coalition is warning a Labor government would be soft on maritime asylum seekers and the people smuggling trade would again ramp up its efforts. While Labor claims the coalition is cutting permanent migration while allowing a surge in temporary work visas. It's an election issue analyst Kevin Bonham says will play a significant role.
A lot of it's about sort of the packaging of it, that certain lines, when portrayed in a certain way, will be seen as xenophobic and racist, but then you can also dress them up in ways to make it look like they're protection of the labour system or protection of the environment or whatever.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.